Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the public outrage over government's exorbitant charges for an e-passport at the Zimbabwe consulate in South Africa, pegged at a whopping $270, including a $20 application fee. But first, let's begin here in Washington. Access to abortion is one of the main topics in this year's U.S. presidential election. The Kamala Harris campaign is betting on support for abortion rights, driving voters to the polls in November, while Donald Trump and the Republican Party have torn down their anti-abortion public stances on the matter. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
U.S. women's reproductive rights are often center stage at Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris's campaign events.
We, who believe in reproductive freedom, will stop Donald Trump's extreme abortion bans because we trust women to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
Former President Donald Trump praised the Supreme Court's 2022 overturning of federal protections on abortion access. He stresses he favors each U.S. state deciding on whether to grant or block it.
The Democrats really, and not all of them, because most of them agree with us, they're the radical ones, whereas our position is that abortion is now back to the states.
Trump and the Republican Party have recently toned down their abortion rhetoric, which at times included calls for national abortion bans. That's no accident, says Rutgers University polling expert Ashley Koning.
We saw in the midterms and in special elections, when abortion is either directly or indirectly on the ballot, how consequential that has been to elections, and that the voters are coming out on the side in support of reproductive health issues and abortion issues.
Democrats are betting on a pro-choice platform and expressing support for abortion providers. For instance, on July 23rd, Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, visited a reproductive health center in McLean, Virginia. The move was praised by the center's medical director, Dr. Jessica Rubino.
I do believe that this is one of the most important topics for the election. It is really important that the vice president, that the second gentleman focus on this, continue to engage with us and work on coming up with a plan.
Among anti-abortion groups, there are those who doubt that reproductive rights will drive a record number of voters to the polls in November. The Trump ticket probably won't sharply increase their focus on abortion, even as the Harris campaign does, in the opinion of National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias.
I think they're going to be talking about what they think is important, and I don't know how much they will be responding to her. I think they definitely have to talk about the unborn child being a member of the human family that deserves protection.
Analysts expect the Trump campaign will continue to prioritize the economy when courting voters, as historically, that has been Americans' top concern in presidential elections. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, McLean, Virginia.
This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Now to our main topic. Zimbabweans in South Africa have expressed indignation over new excessive charges for an e-passport announced by government this week. A circular from the Zimbabwean consulate in South Africa says those applying for a new passport in the neighboring country must pay $270. This is the same price for an emergency passport if one is applying from within Zimbabwe. In other words, Zimbabweans in South Africa who need travel documents are forced to pay the equivalent of an emergency passport because that's the only option provided by the consulate. The ordinary passport, which costs $170, is not available in South Africa, and that is what's angering many people who are calling it a rip-off. Litshona njani makhaya, lamhlanje kuhlelo Livestock Diaspora Forum sixoxa ngembadalo yama-passports kulabo abahlala kwele South Africa. Sibonile abantu abaningi behlokoma baganonwabo lapha bazondele uhulumende yena ohlele ukuthi enqabe oyabe efuna ipassport kwele South Africa kumele abhadale imali engange $270 okuyimali ye-emergency passport eZimbabwe nxa u-apply for ipassport usekhaya. Ongangokuthi i-ordinary passport ebhadalwa ebiza $170 yona kayikho kwele South Africa okwamanje. Ngezinye indlela nje okusho kwami abantu are forced ukuthi bathathe i-emergency passport yona leyo ebiza imali eningi kakhulu, $270, which is an equivalent elingana phosele 5,000 rand, inkulungwane zamarandi ezinhlanu. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Abe embassy yeZimbabwe kule South Africa sikhulume labo izolo bakuvuma bathi yebo yikho osokwenzakele, kodwa hayi abaseZimbabwe abakwele South Africa lokhe behlokoma. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje, bathi uhulumende uyabantshontshela ngemva kokubaphoqa ukuthi basuke eZimbabwe bayedinga ukuphandela izimuli zabo kwele South Africa. Veduwe muchirongwa che Livestock Diaspora Forum nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ya kunza mtauru zvikurusa kuneve zvizvara zveZimbabwe zvirikugara kuSouth Africa. Mushure mekunge hurumende yazivisa musvondo rino kuti vanenge vachida maepassports vachida kuapplya for mapassports vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vanofanira kubhadhara mari inokwana iyo $270, inova mari ye emergency passport kana uchi apply uri muZimbabwe. Asi ordinary passport ino daiza iyo marino shika $170 ayipo ku South Africa. Saka veku Zimbabwe vari ku South Africa vane option iyoyo chete yekuti vange vachibhadhara mari ye emergency passport, which is $270. Hurumende iri kutenda kuti hongo ndizvo zvaitika. Asi vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vano vari kuchema vari kuti haiwa hurumende apa yakuda kutibira mushure mekuti dzinga nekusagona kugadzirisa upfumi munyika, vakutivinga futi kuSouth Africa kuzotibira. Ndiyo nyaya iri mugango nasi, and that takes us to a short break. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Oh, by the way, I'm told that we have a Zimbabwean okhulume le ntathelizindaba ethekwele South Africa ekhuluma ngodaba lwamapassport lolu ehlokoma. Asizweni ukuthi uthini isiphathamandla sezaphu kwele South Africa.
Singuzaphu South Africa Province, siyakubuka siyakubona ukuthi lento kayilunganga njalo kayiqondanga njalo umuntu oyicabangileyo akazange acabangele abantu. Bacabangele izisu zabo. Ube bebecabangele abantu bebezokwazi impilo ephilwa ngabantu baseZimbabwe kuleli lizwe laseSouth Africa or bengaphandle kwelizwe laseZimbabwe. Abantu abaphila ngaphandle kwelizwe laseZimbabwe abanawo ama-properties esingathi mhlawumbe yizindlu zabo ngamakhaya abo njengabantu baseZimbabwe. Baphila ngokurenta indawo zokuhlala. Lapha abaqhasha khona izimali kuyadula ukuqhasha indawo yokuhlala. Mangikhangela kahle umuntu wase Zimbabwe okulese South Africa province, especially mainly baku security bakuma domestic workers mainly. An average of 2,500 is umholo ngenyanga. Yibo la abantu ababizelwa u 5,000 ofanele bawukhiphe mabefuna ipassport yase Zimbabwe. Esikubona nje siza ku South Africa province uthi cha. Lapha sekungathi igovernment ilwa labantu bayo. Kungathi nje sokuyikujezisa amaZimbabwe angaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi liyajeziswa igovernment ekhona ekhaya.
Abo debe bato rinopikisa rezapo ku South Africa. Now let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now to help us dissect our topic, we are joined by our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Dennis Juru of the Cross Border Traders Association. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Let me start off with Mr. Juru. What's your take on this uproar we are seeing from where you are in South Africa?
Good evening to your listeners. Good evening to my colleague, Dr. Sibanda. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. My take on this are two sides. The first side is I spoke to the Zim consulate, and they told me that the price of the passport is 4,900 rands. The passport comes out in 7 days. So meaning this passport is equivalent to the $170 passport in Zimbabwe, the one you expect in 7 days. And then when I did my calculations, I realized that $170 in Zimbabwe is equivalent to 3,230 rands. Then if I divide that 4,900 rands by the current rate of around 18 rands, it means the passport in South Africa costs $272. So we have two sides. If you were to go to Zimbabwe to apply for your passport, the bus will cost you, let's give an example of someone who is going to Harare. The bus will cost you plus or minus 1,000 rands to go to Zimbabwe, to Harare. And then coming back, it will cost you plus or minus 700 rands, which is 1,700 rands. So if we add the 3,230 that you are going to be charged in Zimbabwe, if we add it with 1,700, it means it will cost you 4,930 to apply for a passport in Zimbabwe, a 7-day passport in Zimbabwe. However, considering that the government does not use the bus to transport your passport and your documents, they use other logistics to transport those documents to and from, it cannot cost the government 1,700 rands to transport your documents. And at the same time, there will be transporting a number of them at the same time, that will reduce the cost of transporting them to and from. So I believe the passport is expensive, but comparing with one going to Zimbabwe to apply, it's equivalent. It costs the same.
That's an interesting take there, Mr. Juro. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Spanda, coming to you. What's your take?
Good evening, to the listeners. Look, I think I'm very fascinated by Mr. Juro's analysis. It's quite an interesting one. And for that reason, I'm saying that because this is a trend, in fact, in South Africa. It's not only Zimbabwe that is costing its passport in that particular region. It has been for countries like the DRC and Nigeria within the 4,000-something range, 4,500 and all that. And a lot of all these people have been complaining that that is quite expensive. But obviously, if you look at countries like the DRC and Nigeria going up, the distance is relatively, you know, much further for them, you know, and that is why they are more enticed to it, you know, in South Africa. Now, what the governments basically are doing is they want to raise money. Of course, there could be costs that are involved, for example, in transporting these passports to bring them here. And I think that these governments, you know, are ordinarily, not only a Zimbabwe, you know, problem, are also trying to make money out of these passports, because I think they are selling the convenience that instead of a person having to travel and, you know, get to a queue in Zimbabwe, leave their job, and possibly one has to travel during the course of the week and, you know, leave their work, then that person is forced to say, you know what, rather leave my work, I'll only do it one day and maybe take one day off and then I continue working. So they know that a lot of people will find that, you know, cheaper to apply here because of the convenience aspect, not maybe the financial aspect part of it. So at the end of the day, I think what we should be talking about is the fact that is it generally fair to really cost, you know, people a government service that should be, you know, provided at a fee that should be similar to the one that could be provided in Zimbabwe. Because the bulk of these passports, even in Zimbabwe that applied for in Bulawayo and other places, they are all, you know, printed in Harare. They have to be transported, you know, to the various places, which means that, you know, the transportation costs have been built. I don't think that those transportation costs really get to be much different from bringing them to South Africa. So I think it's just a way for the government to make money, but it is a trend. A lot of these governments are doing ordinarily the same thing. They just want to make money, you know, because they look at the convenience that the applicants, you know, are faced with.
Njengenhlanganiso emela izizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe e-Afrika jikelele, Dr. Spanda, ungathi lilohlelo yini lokukhulumisana lohulumende weZimbabwe ngalolu daba njengoba abantu abaningi bekhala kangaka, la uyatsho nje ukuthi hayi lapho uhulumende ungani udinga imali nje la?
Into ezokumangaza kakhulu echazayo nje ukuthi uhlelo lokwenziwa kwama-passport la eZimbabwe sahlala phansi no osemele o-ambassador walapha eZimbabwe wabo Hamadiribi. Sathi thina kufanele ukuthi ama-passport ayenziwe la e-South Africa. Sobe isikhathi eside saliqoxa lolu daba, okokuthi sasikhulume nokuthi cha, njengoba ngaleso sikhathi kwakuney'nkinga ezokuthi amaphepha aprinte namaprinte atholakala eZimbabwe, kwakungaba ngcono ukuthi nje ama-passport a-outsource aprinte la e-South Africa bese siya kwelaseZimbabwe. Saze saxoxisana ne-department kuboministe we-foreign affairs wezangaphandle. Njengoba nje lokhu sokuze kwenzakala, sokwenzakele asaziswanga thina, kabasitshelanga ukuthi kwenziwe. Kodwa akingithi siyakwamukela ukuthi ama-passport abantu abaseZimbabwe kwakusadingakala ukuthi bahambe ngalendlela. Kodwa ukukhalaza kwethu ukuthi bekuyinto enhle ukuthi uhulumeni angasebenzi njengamabhizinisi layo sobiza ngama-private businesses alohlelo lokwenza imali, kodwa banikeze lo msebenzi, bawenze ngendlela yokuthi i-civic service enzelwe abantu ngempengo efinyelelekayo. Sinalo uhlelo njengoba nje sokuphumile manje ukuthi sike sihlalisane naye phansi, sikhulumisane naye futhi lo osengummeli weZimbabwe laseSouth Africa ukuthi kanti kodwa le ntengo bayibona njani. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi into abazoyisho ukuthi babheke intengo eyamanye amazwe awaseSadic nase-Afrika ukuthi bona ama-passport bawenza malini, ababhekanga ukuthi ngambe kuzobe kulula yini ebantwini babo.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Dr. Spanda. Ndi zoke kwa mori wa juru. Kwa imimi se sangano ere ma cross-border traders. Munga wane urongwa yo ere kweku garapas ne urumende mchita urana nezwe nyaya ii. Se zovana wakawanda wajichema. Uye jwe se sana wana mzina bizimusi. Vanhu vari kuzvishanda kana kuti vari kuzvishandira vega, we know how important a passport is to you guys. Mune chirongwa here chekugara pasi nehurumende pamusoro penyaya?
Hongu mtunga, ile hangu isusi sangano atili kungochema nepasichekufana honge pachichemewa. Kuchema kunopedzisira kusaterewe kana vanhu vakachema nenzira isiriyo. Zvekungofenda munhu uchingochema uchifenda ipo pasina kufanira kunge pachifendwa hazvibatsirwe, hazvibatsiri. Kana tichiti passport iri kudhura, ngatisati yekusouth africa ndo iri kudhura. Passport dzese dzekuzimbabwe dziri kudhura, kwete kuti yauya musouth africa ndo iri kudhura. Yauya musouth africa ndo imari yakatokuda kungofanana nemari iri kuzimbabwe. Saka kana tichitaura nehurumende, ngatitaurei tichiti passport iri kudhura zvisinei nekuti ndeyekusouth africa. Iye kusouth africa ndikuona sekunonzi zvatokonvenient kuvanhu vari muzimbabwe wekuti waakukwanisa kunyatsa zviitira zvinhu zvako, hauchatama offbeat akawanda, une marisk akawanda ekuti accident murodhi uchienda kunoita passport. So this one takakumbira government kuti itiunzire mapassport aitwe musouth africa. So iye munomu kana munhu achiona ichimudhurira anongoenda kuzimbabwe kwaanofiira kuti yakachipa. But ndinobhiliva kuti yekuzimbabwe ndo inofanwa kuuya kaunzi yekuzimbabwe iri kudhura because iri kugadzirirwa kuzimbabwe, iri kugadzirirwa zvinhu zvese zvinowanika kuzimbabwe. So tinotaura negavhenment kuti inge ichidzikisa yekuzimbabwe inge yakadzika, but at the same time kana vadzikisawo yekuzimbabwe vane vafanwa kudzikisa neye munomu. But kuti titaure kuti yemusouth africa yega ndo iri kudhura, ndinoona senge tine chikanganisa spirit.
Mhm. Ko pane nyaya ye izvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvisina mapepa kana magwaro ekushanda uye ekugara kuSouth Africa zvatikuona zvichimhanyiswa kumaconstruction sites, kumarestaurants, vanhu vari kusungwa. Zvii zvamuri kuonawo ikoko sesangano?
Matiri kupinda mese munenge maitika zvakaita saizvozvo, tiri kuona kuti mazuva ano vanhu vako havachanyanya kuita zvekuti maZimbabwe state ndiwo akaipa musouth africa. Tinoona kuti munokuwesi kune vanhu 8 vakaurayiwa vekuLesotho. Vanhu vavhura maziso vakaona kuti aiwa maforeiners vabva kure, havasi vanhu vekuZimbabwe state. Tinoona kuti avo vaimbova vari mukuru wehome affairs, minister wehome affairs vamutsvaredi vainyanya kutarisa vana vekuZimbabwe state ndo vavaiona kunge vabva kure. Iye zvino taakuona kunzi kune vekunalibia, kune vekupi nekupi. Zvazobuda iye zvino mumashure menguva vamutsvaredi vasiya, vamutsvaredi vaingoimba iye rwiyo rwokuti vana vekuZimbabwe ndo vakazara musouth africa. Asi zvazobudawo pachena kuti aiwa neve kune dzimwe nyika kune vakatowanda kudarika vana vemuZimbabwe vari muno musouth africa. Saka zvinhu zvinotifadza chaizvo izvozvo kuti aiwa zvabuda pachena kuti aiwa hatisi tega, kune vari kutoita zvinhu zviri wese musouth africa muno vari zvizvarwa zvekudze kwedzimwe nyika dzisiri dzeZimbabwe.
Thank you there vajuruta, and please do stay on the line. Dokotela Spanda lawe qhube kubambile ngeza kuweke ngithatha umlaleli. Mtereri mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Makadiko vadunga mwili?
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Ndinofara long time kutaura nemi, ndapesana nemi kutaura nemi gore rakapera.
Tiri vapenyu hedu vemufundisi mwoyo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, itai gaga.
Okay, regai nditi gaga. Yeah, now we have a passport, $250. We have a kind of Uno, Zakana, Zukuru. As much as one is a good one, I wonder about Ushung, Zikaruchema, as it's not in Yukeduka, and I think it's a good tour. Kupamu goro ino ngeto zibili varavatea wanoe zibawa wosa kiswa chenda ukoko pamari yoyoyo waifana wangu wangu otimune munu azi chuzire kuda passport yema ye 170 kote ime jenzere nukuti maitira wakaita wanu aji njibo kumusha ku Zimbabwe kuno kubazi ma passport wazi kumatura futi chile wakayaka matura kuno ma passport kwa garanayo isina zimazuwa aishandi taka zunuzi nungu zutambu za zivanoe Zimbabwe kututravela wachenda kuzimaboda kasa yazi wa chizuoka wa chiva hidi dae wangu itama price akafanana zunuzi angazakana akafana yazi za tukoti nyike yekwe dupa chayo inyika ya singa afungiri vana vayo nukuti nuranga rae putiri mapemi faya ema passport ima pizwa baka ispaya matuwen kwenye wano faya wakanga ashitu wa ma $318 maria nge kama tazukuru waitu waenda kuemba zendo bajati $20 wosuka futu ziku Zimbabwe wada futu 340 saka nyike yedu ya fana kupa wona ipa apote wanawe mu Zimbabwe waliko South Africa nwaru kumunyike Zimbabwe takango fana na pana musiantiri wana wavu nga wago nga wasari kakuti wazisa nukuta sari kunyika kune nzara wano waliko chunguru zika wongu kuya kwa kanaka asida muzgundiri kuti maria chu ya kawandisa daya tu mbunzi 200 wabisa $50 etiliza iwa nani mbunzi 200 wabisa $50 wanuku 250 nchina mu South Africa mpatu ni South Africa mnumu anita ma 620 randi saka kwa Zimbabwe mbunzi wa ya zukuru wanu wakawanda wanuku tambuzi wanuku chema zukuru wana wana wabasa wanuku wachungu tenge sana kudini kudini
thank you
daya kono kuunzwa kuchema kwa wana zachuku wana pale ma petition alipo wano ya Zimbabwe wanita petition ya usaina kutuzetua maria kwa wana daya wadizisirao ikasuka mu $50
thank you.
$200.
Thank you. Thank you. They are Vamoyo Nguvandizo Zafamba. And I must mention that petition that's been mentioned in Vamoyo. Kutianga ichida, is it 1,000 people? Ndawana kwa ne 700 or so. If I'm not mistaken about my numbers, actually, but IBC Ambilempela I petition ya kona. Ebesithi hayi okwa ma charges e passport lawo kumele yehliswe leyo mpatalo ngize kuwe dokotela sesikhangela abantu abagijinyiswayo kuma construction sites lapho la kuma restaurants abangela maphepha kuyini elikubonayo kulezi nsuku
sokubona khona ukuthi kubuye sengathi umthetho uyaqala ukuthi isebenze ngendlela elinganisa abantu bekujwayele ukuthi sonke isikhathi lesinjenjani kukhalwa ngabantu ababuya belaseZimbabwe ukuthi bayothola kwezezizo zonke lezi ndawo nakhona bebaningi abatholakalayo kodwa kusobala ukuthi baningi abatholakalayo inoma ngenandlulo sithole nabo abangu-95 ababuya emidiya abatholakala emapulazini okuthiwa bayaziqeqesha ngokwezempi akukhulunywa ngabeZimbabwe kuphela beningathi ngalesi sikhathi kuba khona indlela yokubhekana nendaba nje yabantu bokuza eSouth Africa jikelele hhayi ukukhuluma nje ngabantu beZimbabwe sijabulela nje lokho ukuthi umthetho awusebenze kulinganise bonke abantu ungabi umthetho ongathi ukhandela abantu beZimbabwe kuphela
amazwi okugcina dokotela ngamafitshane ongawatsheli uhulumende
esingakutshela uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende akacabangele abantu bakhe kumbe abantu abaningi kakhulu nenkinga abantu beZimbabwe asebabhekane nazo kwenza ukuthi baphume ekhaya beze lapha bezozama ukusebenza abanamsebenzi enemali eningi mhlawumpe nakhona kuyukuthi kulula ukuthi bakhokhe kodwa bekungaba kuhle ukuthi uhulumende ayehlise intengo yalama-passport nakhona eshesha ayenze mhlawumpe intengo ye-passport iyeshe kancane ukuze nabo abantu ba-aplayele ngokuningi ukuze bahlale kusemthethweni lapha e-South Africa bangabibebesha
Siyabonga Dokotela Sibanda, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda, Chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Mr. Dennis Churu, President of the Cross Border Traders Association. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Signing off in Washington, I'm Tungamilinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.